Glory to Jesus Christ. It is always good to somehow to return back to basics. And it is good in spiritual life to do the same and to remind ourselves these fundamentals of spiritual life. St. Theophan the Recluse, when he teaches about spiritual life, so he starts with these fundamentals which are necessary for our start to our spiritual life. And one of these fundamentals is very interesting. He says, don't have confidence in you. And what he says is, he repeats Holy Fathers, they say these things, don't trust yourself. Don't trust yourself. And Saint Theophan, he says, this is one of fundamentals of spiritual life. If you don't learn this, you cannot make any progress. And we can feel that in this advice, he goes against spirit of this world. Because we can hear from each side in this world, they say, trust yourself. You are able to do this. You are strong enough. You are able to do whatever you want. Use your power. They teach us to be confident, to trust in our abilities. But the Holy Fathers, they say, this is wrong. This can ruin your spiritual life, or this can even become like barrier in growth, in love, and for God, and in perfectness of your soul. Why they say this? St. Theophan, he explains this, his advice, this fundament for the beginning of spiritual life. He says, you can have all good intentions. You can have intention to live a holy life. You can have desire to be saint. You can have and carry in your heart really this desire to go to heaven. To love everybody and to love God. You can be filled with all these desires. But if you trust yourself, you think that you are able to fulfill these your desires by your own power, through power of your will, through power of your mind, you will fail because you need God's grace for that. But if settings of your mind is this, that I can do this, I will try hard, I will do this, then you will fail. And what happens? You will be trying to do something and you fail, you commit sin, and you look back to the sin and you say, oh, this is horrible what I have done. And you feel sorry. But then, trusting yourself, you tell yourself, next time I will avoid this situation. I will be better. But you fail again. And you fail again, 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 and it repeats until you lose this sense for this sin. You fail so many times that this sin, this passion, will become like part of your character, part of your personality. And you will see this sin, this passion in you, like natural feature of your life. And you say, this is what I am. This is how I am. This is what is my personality. And you will be not able to recognize that actually you live in sin. You will not even recognize that passion rules over you. You will not feel that this part is something what keeps you down. But you will be satisfied because you will be blind to your weakness. You will not see that. And if somebody would tell you, look, you are gossiping too much, or you are judging too much, you are too critical, we would be upset because we would be not able to receive that and realize that. This is the process which comes to our life slowly, day by day. Day by day, we become more and more blind to these stains in our relationship with God, which makes us cold, which makes us not active, which makes us not Christians. God calls us to holiness, and many times we are not even recognize that we are sinners, that we need to do something with us. God calls us to heaven, but we are adjusting to life, to this world. And we do it naturally. And this is result when we trust too much ourselves. Because person who stops to trust myself, this person questions everything in each movement. This person prays morning and evening and during day to God, oh Lord, show me the way. Oh Lord, show me how I can get to heaven. This person who doesn't trust himself or herself, it's afraid of to raise eyes to look to Christ's face because he feels that I'm even not worthy to look at him. Because he feels that there are this corruption in their way of thinking and doing things. And this person is begging God for help. And God gives this help. And together with our natural powers of our soul and mind and will, together with God's grace, we can make progress. We can start to fight those things. We can start to be clean in front of God. But at first, we have to make judgment over ourselves. And we should not trust ourselves. We should not trust our thoughts, our feelings, our conclusions, our wisdom. We should always ask God, you know, I'm blind. For sure, I don't see everything clearly now, but help me to see. And how much we are supposed to look for this help from above, we can see in this gospel we heard today. There were two people, blind people, who realized that they are blind, and they knew that they have no power in themselves to be healed for this blindness. But they trusted God, they trusted Christ, that he has power to help them. So what were they doing? They were begging, they were going after him, they were following him, crying, have mercy on us, have mercy on us. And they were so rude that they didn't stop even when he entered to the house. They entered to the house too. They were like two annoying persons, you know. They finally Christ asked them, what do you want? And they said, I want to see, we want to see, we want to see. And Christ said, because of your faith, I will heal you. And heal them. And this is what we are supposed to do if we want to be healed too. We should stop to trust ourselves. We should stop to be comfortable in our blindness. We should admit that there are so many things in which we are so behind, which we even didn't start. That there are so many virtues where there are barely in our life. That we are not adjusted for heaven yet. We have to stop to trust ourselves that we are fine. And we should start to beg God, come and help me. I need your help. Each saint started own journey toward heaven through this, by admitting that I am nothing. I don't have power in myself to come out from this swamp of sin and weakness. All of them started a journey towards heaven by turning to God and started to beg, I need your help. If this is missing in our spiritual life, if this fundament is missing, we cannot expect any progress in our spiritual life. Actually, we will go down. Down, and those who are blind and they don't see abyss in front of them. And it is so easy. It is so easy to just humble our heart and to ask many times during day, oh Lord, I don't trust myself. I don't trust my wisdom. I don't trust my will. But you can show me the way. Please show me the way for my life. Show me the way and have mercy on me. And we can beg this very easily every day. And to through this transform our heart, which grace which comes from above, to the position or to the state when the heart will be sensitive to God's grace, which will be showing us the way. In the end of that way, we will see God from face to face, and we will like it very much. Amen.